meditate on how I am present in all the material elements. And that's what we're trying to do in this series of seminars. So the first seminar was on Earth. That was on Saturday. Maybe in a more convenient time for people. Today we're going to look at water.
And
we're going to look at the qualities of water, how they remind us of Krishna's qualities. And we're going to look at one of Krishna's opulences, focus on Krishna's pastimes, and
pastimes
as they're related to water. So let's think of the qualities of water. Especially those of you who are near enough to touch the water.
Especially you'll see
it's very, very soft.
Probajte kako je mekano to more.
It's very soft. So Krishna is also very, very
Krishna
soft.
Također vrlo mekan.
In fact, it's explained that he's so soft that if just a little leaf touches his body, his body will change color.
Of course,
he's also very soft-hearted.
On također ima vrlo meko srce.
Ajit's explained that Krishna's heart melts just like melted butter.
Srce topi poput
maslaca. In fact, the personification of Krishna's compassion,
Radharani,
not only does her heart melt, but she completely melts. I mean, Krishna takes this mood of Radharani in the form of Lord Chaitanya. He is also melting with compassion, so flowing just like the very soft
water. Tako I on sam.
And the water, of course, it flows into all crevices.
And
in the same way, Krishna's mercy, it will flow into the very recesses of our heart. Now, although water is very soft, it's also very powerful. Right? If there's one big wave, then it could finish this whole area. We know the story of Balaram with Rukmi, where at the occasion of Rukmini's granddaughter's marriage to Krishna's grandson, Rukmi challenged Balaram to a game of chess, and he kept winning, and then Balaram started to win. And Rukmi said, "Oh, you're just cheating." And everyone said, "No, he's not cheating." Balaram said, "I'll play you again." Again they played. And again Balaram won. And this time a voice came from the sky. Balaram's not cheating. He's actually won. But Rukmi instigated by his friend, the king of Kalinga. He kept saying, "No, Balaram's cheating. Balaram's cheating." And then it's explained that Balaram became angry very suddenly, just like a huge tsunami, just like a huge tidal wave. That one minute he was peaceful, and then immediately like a tidal wave. And he picked up his club and he just smashed Rukmi on the head.
So the water although is very soft and very delicate, and very powerful.
Everything will just become finished in the body. So we can also think of how Krishna is essential for our health in every respect. Without Krishna, maybe you can go a few days. Like without water, some of us maybe have fasted without water for 24 or 36 hours. But if you go days and days and days without water, eventually you become weak, you can't walk anymore. After a while, the brain doesn't work. Eventually, the brain goes into a coma and there's death. So one can go a little bit of time without Krishna, a few hours. But after a few days, you become very weak, and eventually there is spiritual death. And we see this sometimes. People practice Krishna consciousness for a long time, and then they give up that practice, and they gradually dry up. Exactly like that. Well, just like this tree, a very big tree, if you don't water it for a while, it will stay. But gradually the tree will wither and die. So if we have a long time of practice in Krishna consciousness, we might stay for some time. But eventually we will dry up, just like somebody will dry up without drinking water. And then water is also essential for purity. So Krishna is called Pavitram. He's the most pure. And the prayers of the personified Vedas, Srila Prabhupada talks about eight qualities of Krishna, and one of them is that he's always pure. Whatever he does is pure. So without water, purity in life is impossible. We need water to clean our dishes. We need water to clean our homes. We need water to clean our body, our teeth, everything. I mean, there's nothing that we can keep pure without water. There was a study of what moral principles are universal, no matter what the culture is. And one of them is purity. So people feel that something is pure. Is morally superior to something that's impure. And Krishna, as we said, uses to be pure. He's the supreme moral. So whenever we deal with water, and how many times a day are we dealing with water for purification? Even an ordinary person, even the people here who don't have any contact with spiritual life, still they're dealing with water so many times a day for purification. And we can remember, even Krishna is pure. It's actually because Krishna is the water. Now it's interesting, the water is not Krishna, but Krishna is the water. So it's because Krishna is the water, that the water has the power to purify. Because so many diseases in the world are finished just with clean water. Koje se mogu ukloniti običnom čistom vodom. Pokaže se da polovica bolesti na svijetu nestaje zahvaljujući čistom vodom. Isto tako i bolest našeg srca nestaje čim se u njega unese Krišna. On u potpunosti sve spiri u srcu. Today the waves are very delicate, and you see the little waves coming in and eddying and flowing. There you can see there's a rock that's somewhat under the water, and the water is very beautifully going over those rocks, and sometimes there'll be a little area where water is sort of swimming around. And sometimes, of course, if the wind is high, the waves are very large. But it's very beautiful. I went to sit for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. So Krishna is also very, very graceful. We see how the wind is making patterns in the water.
Postoje određeni uzorci u vodi. Krišna je stvorio tolike uzorke u cijelom prirodu. Njegov prirod, njegov glazba, njegov ples, također ima prekrasne uzorke. Matača Krišna draži ste prisutna u vodi. Voda također osvježava. Jutro s kog sam se kupala, nakon toga sam razmišljala i neko vrijeme. Tako sam se osjećala vrlo osvježeno. Zato sam taj čisti osjećaj. Nakon što se okupate, osobito ako je vruće, kad je jako vruće, onda taj osjećaj osvježenja ostaje duže vremena.
Like here, I'm not physically in the water, I'm just close to the water,
but I feel immediately refreshing breeze. So Krishna is also refreshing.
There's so many examples. It says when Lord Nisimhadev put his hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, it felt like he had just been completely bathed and completely refreshed. When we take up spiritual life after a materialistic life, we also feel like that. If you are, I become completely refreshed, I become bathed, I become cleansed, I come to a platform of renewal.
We feel that it's
purified our entire life. It's also very soothing. If you have cares and anxieties, just even to take an ordinary shower, what does it mean to bathe in a body of water like this?
You
feel that all your cares, our anxieties, we even say they're washed away.
Right?
I washed away my cares. перестали плутаючи в воді,
все так, усі наші тіски берегли світ,
також
дає Кришна
убив демону Бакасуру,
коли є наліком у великій чаплі, а то водина птиця. Вони дожили пробудити Кришну. Кришна є здравий, як клюль, і
питання
іначе.
And of course, the cowboy boys were in so much anxiety.
And then they were praising him. And then Krishna
and Balaram and the cowboy boys come back to Vrindavana. And the cowboy boys tell all the residents of Krishna was almost killed by the stream.
Какой демон готов убил Кришну, а Кришна попросил его убить.
Все жители из Вриндавана,
чем с убитым Кришну, одно все забрали все свои тисходы. И смотрим постали,
кажут, забравили
тростники
мирного света.
Так вот, как необычно, на первом местечко
особо,
плывают,
плутают, умору,
на той начин забравят свой
прикид.
Сколько тут их вреди, как дочь его добрый с Кришной, как у подпилоса забравили все свои материалы тисходы.
Water is also very secretive. Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. That spiritual knowledge is a secret. So if any of you have ever gone snorkeling, who here has ever gone snorkeling?
Anybody?
A few people. So maybe a third of us. So if you've ever gone snorkeling, you look at the water, and it just looks plain, right? All the same color.
It doesn't look like there's anything interesting in it.
Just nothing.
And then you put on your
special equipment. You put on your special glasses and your breathing tube.
Maybe you have the mask.
And maybe you have to have a guide. And you go out into the water. And all the
things you see.
And in the water, there's fish of all different colors. There's coral. There's rock formations. There's different depths under the water. And even you were telling me how you saw a shark. Right under the water, so you may even see a shark. There's a whole other world under the water. And in the same way, so people may look at spiritual life, and they think, it's nothing. They think, what is this spiritual life? There's nothing to it. They think, you know, real life is some solid thing, and spiritual life is something just mystical and ephemeral. It's just something imaginary. They look at it, they say, there's nothing there. Why are you chanting? Why are you serving the Lord? There's nothing there.
Там нічого, нема нічого в тому.
А
ми кажемо, не, можете іноставно ставити свою маску, можете ставити
бісовицю,
але то ставите на себе.
А що
це? Що є духовним животом та маска? І та дисалиця, яка чому могучити, де видите живот, який постає у духовному животу.
То
са
п'євані і слушані
святих імена.
Та
можете п'євати і слушати у духовному животу.
Єдно видите,
да у духовному животу постає разноликост у всім могучим боям.
І вона тако невероятна,
да уманює чак і воно, що се збива у матеріалу світу.
Кришна
все одержава тайновити,
кажу,
що
є тайна,
все, що
се
налази під водом. А
як
залазити все дублі і дублі у воду, може
се некі
від вас відео на фотографії чудесних,
where none of the sun light comes. So as one goes very, very deep in spiritual life, where the influence of the modes of nature get less and less and less,
матеріал природи, вони просто
все
мані і
мані
і
мані.
І на краю, ми ще не знаємо, де матеріальний світ постає.
Начимо
на чудесний світ, у
кого
постає дівчаці пастирі,
пастирі
це і читава Голока Вриндавана,
коя
у
подпросі
скривана від люди з
обичною
візою.
Не можете зачі
у дубіля
мого мора,
а
за
овим
телом.
Так би ми покушали з обичним телом,
залогі
так
у
Духу,
прийти з
собою,
якщо
так, ако покушаємо з матеріалістичним
світом,
зачі
буде
живати. Također,
we have to purify our consciousness. We have to have consciousness of love in order to enter into the deep, ljubavi, deep reaches of the spiritual world that are beyond material purview. Water is also a shelter for all the creatures that live within it. And Prabhupada talks about how a powerful animal of the land, like an elephant,
Prabhupada je govorio kako moćna zemska životinja ne može dugo preživjeti u vodi. Nitko od nas ne može dugo živjeti u vodi, ali postoje brojna bića koja mogu živjeti čak i ako na površini vode bijesne divne olije. One su jako zaštićene i spisila postoje brojna analogije kao što različite ribe i vodene životinje staju pod okrilje te vode. Tako i posvećenici traže okrilje u
Krišnju.
Neki veliki slon potpuno je bespomoćan u vodi, ali najmanja ribica u okrilju u vodi nalazi okrilje i ni najmanja na njene utječu sve razne bure koje su na površini. Isto tako, bez obzira na to koliko smo mali, beznačajni i slabi, bez obzira na to koliko smo nesposobni, kada stanemo pod okrilje ogromnog oceana koji je Krišna, onda nas niti jedna buda materijalnog svijeta ne može dotaknuti. Krišna to jako lijepo opisuje u šestom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita, kako je to pravo, sloboda od svih bijeda koje nam donosi dodir sa
materijom.
Voda je također vrlo glazbena, govorio sam već o njegovoj dražnosti. Sada ću malo se utišati i poslušati vodu.
Sometimes you also may hear the sound of a waterfall.
Ponekad možete čuti i zvukove vodopada.
People who have difficulty falling asleep.
Ljudi koji ne mogu zaspati.
Ponekad
slušaju snimke.
It's making such nice vibrations. You can also make beautiful music with water. If you put different amounts of water in different cups,
pravite ovu lijepu glazbu uz pomoć vode. Možete, ako stavite različite količine vode u različite postoje, možete
nasvirati.
Šla Prabhupada kaže da je čitav svijet prepun Krišninog pjeva, ali možemo ga cijeniti u skladu s tim kako smo, koliko ga možemo prihvatiti. Isto tako voda koja pravi glazbe je također jedan od ukazatelja Krišninog pjevanja i Krišnine glazbe.
Primijetili
smo da su neke od ovih kamenja postali vrlo glatki, posebno tamo gdje je voda puno jača. Oni se, oni postaju vrlo, postaju okrugli, vrlo glatki.
The rocks become worn down.
Sam potpuno ste.
You're recording that on there, right? Because I don't know if this is working. Let's see. Anyway, eventually they become worn down. And they become like sand.
Pretvore u pjesak.
Right? And even the sand here is a little rough.
Ali dok
and it washes over the
sve
to ime it gradually breaks down the rock hard steel barrier. Like you can see, some of these rocks appear very sharp. Very sharp and coarse. But as the water goes over it, it'll become simply soft. And just see how gently the water goes.
Pogledajte samo kako nježno voda to radi.
Relentlessly,
polako, neumorno. S vremenom.
And that's also the way that Krishna works in
upravo
our heart.
Tako Krishna radi i na našem srcu. Nježno, neumorno i tijekom vremena.
Jako strpljivo.
Voda je jako strpljiva. Opet i opet.
Gradually wearing down
postupno ispire ovo kamenje.
So Krishna's holy name is also doing this in our heart.
Ime. Tako, također djeluje na taj način.
Very
gently, naše srce vrlo strpljivo, vrlo nježno, vrlo ljubazno i pretvara naše srce u nešto Леже прекрасно и мекано.
Now, we may think that water is colorless.
Можемо мислити да вода нема никаква боја. Ако погледате мало количину воде, чини се да е чиста.
Water does have a blue color.
Ali zapravo voda je plave boje. Mi mislimo da ona danas samo odražava plavu boju neba, ali da je zapravo bezboja. To je točno, ako gledate ovu površinu. Na površini se vidi samo nebo. Međutim, i sama voda je plava.
Slično tome,
ljudi koji gledaju Krišnu samo na površini, misle da je on samo Brahman, misle da je on bezbojan, bezličan, da on samo nekako bijelo svjetlo, da je sama energija. Ali kad pobliže pogledaju, kad dublje zagledaju, onda vide da je Krišna prekrasan, da je plava.
We notice, of course, that the water also goes into clouds.
Vidimo da se
and the clouds are also, the dark
uzdiže.
Clouds are also showing somewhat this shiny
I
color.
It's explained that the clouds are another form of water.
Our Krishna's friends, because they have the
vode,
color of Krishna, and also because like Krishna, they are showering mercy on everyone without discrimination.
So
the cloud
doesn't
decide, here's a sinful man, I'm not going to rain at his
oblak
house.
Kaže, in the same way, Krishna gives his mercy indiscriminately
Krishna
to everyone. Razlike među ljudima.
Now, of all the material elements, earth, water, air, and ether, water is the
zemlja,
only
voda,
one
vatra,
that appears in different forms
se,
and
se voda
the normal
različitim
conditions
oblicima.
Of earth temperatures.
Zemlja
so we have
vora,
a lot of the water on the earth is in the form
zemlja.
Of water vapor in the air,
dakle,
and in the form of water vapor in clouds, and a lot of the water on the earth is in the form of ice. Everything else, like the earth is in a fairly stable form, air is in a fairly stable form. You can take the gases of the air and turn them into liquid at very, very low temperatures, but that doesn't happen naturally in nature, what to speak of space. But water has different forms. And we also find, Lord Kapiladev says that Krishna takes whatever form the devotee wants to see.
Da, isto tako, Krišna prima onaj oblik koji posjećenik želi da primi.
Of the worshipper.
Ovisi o raspoloženju njegovog obožavatelja. Ako želite ga vidjeti kao Nrsimha Deva, dolazi kao Nrsimha Deva ili kao Ramana, ili se pojavlja kao vaš ljubavnik ili kao vaš prijatelj. Ovisi o tome što želite. On poprima različite oblike u skladu s vašim
raspoloženjem.
On ima neograničenih oblika, kao što voda može poprimiti razne oblike.
Zanimljivo
je da su radili različite eksperimente sa kristalima vode koji se pretvara u led. Ljudi su govorili različite riječi u vodi, ovisno o tome koje riječi je izgovorena, kristali su poprimili različite oblike. Oni su otkrili da ako napišete, mrzim te na komadić papira,
and if they put that piece of paper that says I hate you or I love you on the bottom of the water and then freeze it, that the water will crystallize differently.
Vodu, voda će se zamrzavati na drugačiji način. Mislim, kristali biđe drugačiji u odnosu na raspoloženje ljudi koji se nalaze oko nje. Isto tako, Krišna kaže, kao što vi se predate, tako ću vas nagraditi. Ako ljudi mrze Krišnu, Krišna im se pojavi kao smrt, ili im se pojavi u nekom strašnom obliku. I oni ga se plaše.
It depends on how you approach him.
Ovisi dakle, o tome kako mu pristupite.
Krishna is very responsive.
Krishna odgovara.
To the devotees, to everyone.
Bhaktama i svima drugima.
And we see also how the water is so
također,
vast.
Vidimo da je
I mean, this is a relatively small body of water.
Ogromna.
But still, how big is the water?
Pogledajte
if we were by the ocean,
ima.
The water zamislite
samo da
stojite
pokraj oceana.
Na
voda
se
onda
so
širi daleko.
In some parts of the Pacific Ocean, the water is deeper than the highest mountains.
у початку правильний білий лісу, глибокий, дубільний архіма, також глибокий. Найнавіше планина не тільки висока, не глибока. Кришна на інтелігенція глибока. Ісу таку саму говорить. Кришна, б'є за Садамом Браманом, прожигається. Негове, бо то було попит уранення, ограничення
оце. Ecstasy in the ocean of Krishna's association. Water is very much connected with taste. In fact, if you dry your tongue, we did this experiment when we were in school, where you dry your tongue and then you put different tastes on it, like sugar or salt, you can't taste anything.
Without
water, taste is impossible. Actually, rasa,
раса заправо значи текучина.
Liquid. So in a similar way, if someone in this world tries to get enjoyment without Krishna, there's not much taste.
Вона нече мочи пуно того окусити.
Very, very little pleasure.
Добиче яко мало задоволенства.
One has to acknowledge Krishna. The more one acknowledges Krishna, the more one gets pleasure in this world.
Who is enjoying the most materially? Тако найвише матеріально ужива, то це Богом, за те, що вони признають, що Кришна постає.
Вони своє подречені, але часто
вживають угадження своєго сєтлення. І то тисячами, тисячами пута вище, як люди,
які поруч у Кришна постає. Всі знали,
що Кришна каже, як він окус у воді, за те, що вода омогучала, да кушамо біло що.
To experience pleasure from touch. Let's say your skin is all dry.
Osjeća dodira,
recimo ako vam je dehydrated and your skin is dry. Ako vam je koža jako suha, ako neki osip
ili ako je dehidrira, je li to ugodno ili je bolno? Bolno.
Painful. Right? Without some moisture in your skin,
ako vam koža nema dovoljno.
Suppose there's no moisture in your eyes. Suppose your eyes are all dried out. Can you enjoy seeing anything?
Osuše, možete li uživati?
No, then the eyes are painful.
I šta vidite? Ne, oči vam postaju jako bolne.
We think of any of the senses without water, without moisture, the experience is painful. One needs to have water in order for there to be pleasure.
Da možemo uživati.
Even in emotional relationships, čak i u emocionalnim odnosima. Oh, that's very dry. My association with that person is just dry.
Dakle, govorimo o emocionalnim
so any kind of pleasure, odnosima.
Kad znamo reći da imamo vrlo suhi sa nekom osobom. Što tek da govorimo onda o duhovnim užicima. Ono mora biti prepuno rasa, prepuno vode.
We find pleasure in this world. That pleasure is all by the grace of Krishna.
Sve to zahvaljujući Krišni, koje nam daje to tekućinu, koje nam daje tu vlažnost. Ako nemate vlage, doći će do trenja.
Difficulty, dryness, desertness, emptiness.
Pustoš,
whenever we get any taste, or any pleasure from
ako
anything,
u bilo čemu nalazimo neki užitak, sve je to zahvaljujući Krišnjima milosti.
U mnogim mjestima što je Prabhupada kaže da je svakom
od nas nešto dano. Svi imamo nekakvu tjelesnu ljepotu, nekakvo bogatstvo, nekakve odnose, nekakve dar za nešto. Kaže da sve to treba vidjeti kao gospodinog prasada, kao što sluga prima plaću, tako da i Krišna daje te stvari kao plaću. Ako to tako sagledamo, onda čak i dok uživamo u ovome svijetu, mi smo ne bivamo zapleteni. Ako vidimo da nam je Krišna dao te stvari, ako vidimo da je naša sposobnost da uživamo u tim stvarima, sam Krišna.
Čak i Prabhupad kaže da ako netko
ima seks u braku samo radi djece i razmišlja da je taj seks za Krišnu, taj seks je za Krišnu, onda je to jagja. Čak i u tome možete vidjeti Boga, a što da govorimo o drugim stvarima? Sve to zahvaljujući
Bogu i njegovom okusu. that you can add it to other liquids, other juices, or other milk,
and you can't tell what is
the original liquid and what is the water, right? But when you add Krishna,
rekao, sve naše materijalne posjedi su kao poput nule, ali ako dodate Krishnu, oni kao jedinicu, oni postaju vrlo
vrijedni. So perhaps we could think of more qualities of water. Those were the ones I thought of.
Ovo su bili neke, ovo su bili nekolicina tih odlika od vode koje se ja sjetila. Možemo se dakle sjetiti još
neki. Each of the elements I'm looking at one of Krishna's opulences.
Ali sada bi...
So you remember we were looking at earth, we were looking at the opulence of?
Kada smo govorili o vodi, onda smo govorili o Krišnu, kojem Krišnu obilju?
So o bogatstvu.
Ja sam razmišljala da ako, dakle, kada govorimo o vodi, da govorimo o slavi, Krišnu slavi.
If we think about, of course there are some pieces of earth that are also very famous, some postoje
i neke, neka mjesta na zemlji koja su vrlo slavi.
Most people have heard of the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean.
Također je voda jako slavna. Većina ljudi je čula, dakle, za Tihi ocean, Atlantski ocean, Mediteransku,
Mediteran.
Mnogi ljudi putuju samo kako bi vidjeli slapove. Ja sam živjela, na primjer, u blizini Niagarinih slapova. Tisuće, tisuće ljudi dolaze kako bi vidjeli tu vodu kako se obrušava s kamena.
In this world, we very much are interested in anybody who has any kind of fame.
I tako nas u ovom svijetu privlači bilo tko
ko ima neku vrstu slave. Ma gdje pošli? Even the most aboriginal society, everybody has heard of God and religion.
So no one is more famous. Nitko nije poznati.
Now, some people, they might not have heard of some famous movie star.
Neki ljudi možda nisu čuli za neke slavne filmske zvijezde.
Or they may not have heard of some famous politician.
Ili možda nisu čuli za nekog slavnog političara. Ali za Boga su čuli svi.
Yeah, water is also scary, isn't it?
Voda također može biti strašna, zar ne?
Right? It may be refreshing and pleasing, but it's
može
also scary.
Također je jako strašna, može.
It can also be scary. So, yeah, we were talking about that. Maybe you were here. We were talking about how water is very powerful. Who remembers what we were comparing the power of water to?
Čim smo usporedili? Waves. Moć vode.
What pastime?
S kojom?
Balaram. When Balaram got angry, like a tidal wave. We could also talk about some of the other power of water. Just a little bit of water falling down can power a whole city. So not only does it have... Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? Not only does it have destructive power, but also water has constructive power.
Ali ima i konstruktivnu moć. Moć izgradnje.
That's one little waterfall, hydroelectric plant, or people used to mine their grain with a water wheel.
Samo jedna rijeka može napajati grad energiju.
They put a revolving wheel in a stream and it grinds all of their grain.
Voda je, voda je pokretala mlinove kako bi ljudi dobili
power. And the power is very hidden. We look at water and it just looks very benign.
Ona izgleda vrlo...
The power is not obvious.
Ali je također moćna.
And I also wanted, with each of these elements, I'm also focusing on a different aspect of Krishna. So here I wanted to focus on Krishna's pastime. So we looked at earth, we focused on Krishna's abode. But with water, I wanted to focus on Krishna's pastime. And the reason that I see this relationship is just like all these people here.
Poput svih ovih ljudi ovdje.
When they want to enjoy it, when a person wants to enjoy life, when they want to pass the time, I don't know what your word for pass, what is your word for pastimes in Croatian? Is it like pass the time?
No.
Different kind of word.
Completely.
What does it mean, like diversion?
Zabava.
Play?
Something like, something closer.
Closer to what?
Fun.
Fun. Okay, so when people want to have fun, when people
zabaviti,
want to go on a vacation, what kind of place are they likely to go
na
to?
Kako mjesto obično odlaze?
A place with water.
Na mjesto koje ima vodu.
Right? If you see any travel poster,
jeste
or snow sometimes. Water
ili snijeg.
Or snow.
Dakle, voda ili snijeg. That's also water.
That's also water. Exactly.
To je voda.
So if you think all the key vacation spots in the world,
sva ključna ljetovališta,
zimovališta na svijetu,
povezana su s vodom. Vjerujem da postoje neka koja nisu, ali čeli to govoreći, povezana su s vodom.
Water is a place you go to forget everything.
Voda je mjesto Таланки прилазите kad nešto želite, kad ne želite raditi ništa ozbiljno, samo provodite vrijeme u zabavi, u sportu.
So this is Krishna's whole existence.
To je Krishna čitavo postojanje.
I mean, whenever we see water, we can think, this is Krishna's whole existence, is simply fun. That's all he does.
Krishna čitavo postojanje je zabava. On je nikad, on se nikad ne bavi nikakvim ozbiljnim poslom.
You know, people coming here, they're working for 50 weeks out of the year.
Rade možda 50.
You know, they're coming here for one or two weeks.
Godišnje ja dođu ovdje jedan ili dva tjedna dođu ovdje provesti. Ali Krišna je neprestano na odboru. On je uvijek na praznicima. On se nikad ne bavi ničim drugim.
Krišna
kaže, ako znate da su Krišnjena rođenje, djelatnosti, divja ili transcendentalne,
we have to do serious things in this world because we have to get food. We have
to get shelter. We have so many bodily needs we have to provide
for which we have to work hard. And life is a very serious business. Working hard is just to supply all of these needs.
Moramo teško raditi kako bismo se priskrbili sa te
potrebe. Ali Bog nije ništa potrebno.
Njemu nije potrebno
skolište. Njemu
ne mora platiti nikakvom računom. On ne mora ni za što raditi.
So all he does is fun.
I zato se neprestano zabavlja.
Now in this world, if you said all you're going to do is have fun, we would say that that's boring.
Da ćete samo zabavljati, to bi nam bilo dosadno, zar ne?
Something that's fun, we say if you do too much, it
becomes boring. Zabava, dok više zabave postoje dosadno.
Is eternally interesting.
Ali Krišnjina zabava je vječno zanimljiva. Ona je prepuna raznolikosti.
And it's always increasing in pleasure. So this is hard for us to understand. How can something unlimitedly increase eternally?
Mi ne možemo shvatiti kako nešto neprestano može narastati u vječnost. Kako je to moguće? Mi uvijek mislimo da sve mora imati neku granicu.
Has a limit. So if you think of the most pleasurable thing that you've ever done in this world,
zamislite najugodniju stvar koju ste napravili u ovom svijetu,
when you were having
kada ste najviše uživali u ovom životu. Je li bilo neograničeno?
Did it last forever?
Je li trajalo za uvijek?
Did you feel at the time that it was boundless?
Jeste li osjetili da niste sputani vremenom?
So it's not boundless in space, it's not boundless in time. It's not down to
i vremena i prostora.
And there's always some anxiety. This is going to end.
Uvijek postoji ta tjeskoba da će tome doći kraj.
The happiness with Krishna is not like that.
Sreća sa Krišnom nije tako.
It's experienced constantly and it's constantly getting better and better.
I neprestano postaje sve bolja i bolja.
So we're looking for that. You know, a person wants to go to all the vacation spots.
Osoba
koja želi obići
sve moguće letovališta, zimovališta, odmorišta. Ali zapravo sve ono su više ili manje slične. Možda negdje imate, možda na Havaju imamo, u Havaju imate mango ovdje, ne. Ali zapravo više ili manje stvari su iste. Ali s Krišnom ta raznolikost je beskrajna.
Now turn to Krishna's pastimes with water. Now the idea of doing this is we're contacting water every day, right? Are we all contacting water every day?
Svakog dana dolazimo do
svoga. So whenever we contact water, we can think about some of these things that we've been exploring today.
Razmišljati o nekim od ovih stvari o kojima smo danas govorili.
Maybe you can think of some more that I haven't brought.
Možda se možete sjetiti još nečega. Krišnjine zabave povezane s vodom.
Well, we know that half the universe is filled with water.
Je polovica svemira ispunjena
vodom. And the Lord in the form of Seisha is lying on the water as a huge snake.
Kao ogromna zmija.
Right, this huge snake. Actually, in all the cultures of the world,
zapravo, u svim
all the ancient cultures, they talk about a spiritual snake.
Govori
at the bottom
se
of the
o duhovnoj zmiji na no svemiru.
And then Krishna lies on the snake and he's
Krishna
resting.
Na toj zmiji,
so I don't know if we can see any right now.
Ne znam,
I think there was some before. But some of the people here have some kind of floating device. There's a boat. Yeah. Oh, there's some people on a raft.
Tamo su
kind of like a boat. But also people have different, so there's boats. See how they're enjoying like that? And they're with their some man and woman together on the boat with their family, and they're enjoying floating. So Krishna on Seshabed, Lakshmi is there massaging his feet.
Lakshmi massira stopa Krishna.
The Lord and his consort are floating on this living raft of Seshnava in the water. Right? So this desire that we have to float on the water, to go in the water with our beloved, to go in the water with our friends, to float on the water, and to see those people being there floating on the water. His desire to do that, that's because that's Krishna's desire.
So
he likes to do that. In fact, he likes to do it eternally. Not only in the universal water, we know, of course, that in the Manasi Ganga, that Krishna becomes a boatman.
Da u toj zabavi Krišna postaje brodar i
vod
ponudi gopijama da, da ih priveze, onda dođe do oluje, Krišna kaže, Krišna kaže da odbace mlijeko, pa zatim nakit, zatim, zatim odjeću, onda gopija pita još čekaj malo, ma tko si to ti?
Krišna
ima toliko sličnih zabava na brodovima u vodi.
Da tako imamo i analogiju. The material world is compared to an ocean, and the guru is compared to the boatman. Now, what's very amazing about this analogy, so just imagine if you had to swim across to those mountains. Could anyone here can do that?
Oh,
some people can do that. I'll tell you another story. Some people can do that. But if you had to swim, you say impossible. So
ali,
becoming a pure devotee may seem like that, isn't it?
To je nemoguće.
How am I going to do that? How am I going to swim
kako
across
ću preplivati preko toga?
Do you ever feel like that?
Jeste li se ikad tako osjećali?
Becoming a pure devotee is like swimming across.
Nekad se čini da postati čistim posvećenikom isto kao i preplivati.
I can swim a little bit, but I can't swim like that.
Preko ovako ogromne količine vode. Možda malo možete plivati, ali ne puno. Da bi se materijalni svijet uspoređuje s velikim oceanom. Daleko veći od ovoga ovdje.
Spiritual guru,
a duhovni guru vam dovede brod.
Now this is what happens, listen very carefully.
Pažljivo sad slušajte.
Because this is a kind of magic.
Jer ovo je jedna
vrsta magije. It says in the Bhagavatam that as soon as you approach the boat,
znači,
don't even get in the boat. Tom brodu.
Ne morate čak ni ući na njega. Čim pristupite tom brodu.
The ocean shrinks to a little puddle. Just
ocean se skupi
big.
U ovako veliku
okrucu.
I samo ga prekoračite.
The boat never goes across.
Zato se taj brod nikad ne otiskne na ocean.
Brod uvijek ostaje na ovoj obali.
Jer čim pristupite oceanu, on se smanji na ovu
veličinu. So we may see, Chandramali Maharaj is talking about the anarthas in the heart. We may see all these
anarthas. And
we think, how can I get rid of this anarthas? How is it possible?
Like an ocean.
This is a great secret, my friend. As soon as you want to get rid of the anartha, as soon as you trust Krishna, as soon as you take a step toward the boat, as soon as you approach the boat, you don't even have to get in. As soon as you approach the boat, immediately,
odmah.
The whole ocean becomes like a puddle, and you step over it easily.
Koju možete lako preskočiti.
I'm sure we've had this experience. We had something in our lives that was an impediment to our Krishna consciousness.
And we thought, how will I give this up?
How will I give this up? And one day we said, all right, Krishna, I don't know what's going to happen if I let go of this. I don't know what consequences there will be. And I'm
going to
trust you. And I'm
going to
make this step. As soon as we make that decision, our heart and approach the boat, we say, hey,
so hard. Rekli smo, hej, nije uopće bilo tako teško.
Osjeća
se tako lagano, vedro, veselo, radosno. Tako da možemo to napraviti ponovno i ponovno.
So Krishna, of course, has many pastimes in the water.
Krishna ima mnoge
zabave u vodi.
On se obožava igrati u Jamuni sa svojim prijateljima, dječacima,
pastirima, gopijama. Every day he's playing in the
Jamuna.
Every day he's playing in the Radhakund. Sometimes when they all go in the Radhakund, Radharani is hiding in the golden flowers.
Svi odlaze, kad svi uđu u Radhakund, Radha se sakrije, zlatne lotose, Krishna ne može vidjeti. А когда ты нас и ангелы дам, то ты можешь видеть. И если Кришна, Кришна кайка цакри у плаве лотоса, и я такая глупая, я не могу видеть. И она лучше окружить Кришну. И она ему кажет, не можешь изойти. Али он загони и не
станет.
Изойти из него округа, и после сошалки с него.
And they're shooting each other with liquid dyes in the water.
So their clothes become all wet and
colored with dyes. Then they give these valuable pieces of clothing to the entertainers and musicians that are on the side of the water.
Поклоняют свою одежду разным
разбойникам, заплывающим Not just as Krishna.
Krishna волит плавать не только как Кришна, но и как рыба.
Like when there's a devastation. Krishna takes the form of a huge fish.
Krishna poprima oblik ogromne.
So he doesn't have to buy a surfboard.
On
he doesn't have to buy special equipment.
Ne mora kupiti
posebnu opremu. Beautiful gold fish.
Jednostavno poprimi oblik prekrasne zlatne ribe.
And he's diving, surfacing, swimming, and enjoying in the water of devastation. And then to the golden horn is tied a boat. With the seven sages, with all the different kinds of living entities, and he's saving from the flood of the material
bićima,
so also, we may be suffering, we may feel our lives are becoming devastated, but Krishna will have us save everything that is valuable, and tie our lives onto his golden horn, we will find that going through this world is simply a great fun adventure.
И показывает, что живот великого столовина.
It will simply be playing in the water. Of course, there's Varaha. We mentioned Varaha in relationship to Earth. But Varaha also, pastimes also include the water. So when the demons were drilling for oil and they knocked the earth into the universal water, so the Lord then took the form of a boar and he went into the water and it says that he found the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. And coming up to the water, he was so much enjoying. He was embracing the earth on his tusks, the earth is his wife, and he was enjoying with her in the water until he put her on the top. And then, of course, we can think of Korma. Of course, Korma doesn't exactly swim in water, but I think it's kind of close enough. Korma swims in the milk ocean. So he is the Lord in the form of a tortoise. And we know that there was a fight between the demigods and the demons go on perpetually. And at one point they declare a truce. And under the direction of the Lord, they were working to churn the ocean of milk with the huge golden mountain Mandara, using the snake Vasuki as the rope around their churning line. And the golden mountain was resting on the back of Korma, and it was scratching his back. It's explained by Lord Shiva that the ornaments on the body of the Lord look freshly polished. And the reason for that is that the golden Mandara mountain is rubbing the back of the Lord as Korma and polishing all of his ornaments. And so Korma the turtle is swimming in this ocean, having his back scratched and his ornaments polished. And Korma is breathing in and out, and it said that the ocean tides are imitating this breathing of Korma. Korma is very interesting. Actually, Korma is mentioned at the very end of the Bhagavatam. We know that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati worshipped the deity of Korma. And the reason is that, remember we were talking about how water is the source of all taste? So Korma is the lord of rasa.
Tako je Korma gospodar rasa. On je gospodar sveg ukusa.
He is enjoying all the rasa within the milk ocean. And we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstasy one time took a Korma form. All of his limbs went inside his body. And of course Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra also have a form like
that.
That when Krishna is absorbed in the ecstasy of Vrindavana, when he's feeling separation from his beloved Vrindavana and the residents of Vrindavana, his limbs were drawn to his body as something like a turtle. And he becomes stunned in ecstasy. So I wanted this to be a rather short seminar, but I'd like for each of you to just tell me one thing that we said, Каже, є до ствар,
класно рекли,
а коли можете скористити. Just you can take one or two seconds even. Just one thing that we said that you think that you can't remember.
І рецьте, чого ви можете сетити? Сідайте, під чим столом.
Pick one. Pick one. Soft and mellow, okay?
Krishna.
We'll come back to you. And you?
Нежен. І так.
Powerful.
Немочен.
You, over there? Consistent, okay. Gentle.
Нежен.
Sweet.
Сладок.
Polish is the stone of our heart.
Молоча камінь нашого серця.
Fresh and wild. Ah, okay.
Свіж і дивний.
Respectful.
Без пункт поштування.
Dangerous.
Опасен.
Huh?
Soft.
Soft, yes.
Мекан. Вона тут
гляда površinu води, vidi samo bezbojni облик води. Вона тут гляда Кришну, само površinski, gleda površinski Кришну, vidi samo bezlični Браман. То се боли загляда покрут води, коя плава, так и Кришна.
The one who looks at the surface of the water sees that it has no color, that it's colorless. Similarly, one who looks at Krishna only on the surface thinks he's only the impersonal Brahman. However, the one who looks deeper sees that the water is blue, just like Krishna is wonderfully blue, Shyam color. Степлі. Прекрасна і окружує нас. Укус води.
Pleasurable and the source of taste.
Де ізвір свого укуса.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Okay.
Напружа забаву.
And you in the green? Right there in the green?
Ти у зеленом. Он. Та кажеш неку до садину води, коли си запамтила із семена.
Tasty.
Tasty.
And you?
Soft but powerful.
Much mekali much.
Powerful.
Much.
I don't know in English. Dissertante is when you drink, you don't you are not thirsty.
Very satisfied.
Дуже задовольство.
Did you think of what? Essential.
Сущностно важно.
Mysterious.
Okay. Did you enjoy this meditation?
Yes, nice.
Was this fun?
Yes.
Okay. Tomorrow, I want us all now, everybody turn and look that way. Do you see a tower with fire coming out?
All
right. And do you feel the heat of the sun?
Топлину сонця.
I want you to look also at the sun shining on the water right there.
Можна поглядати, як оце сонце отражало на воді.
Okay, the sun shining on the water right in front of us on these rocks.
Жава на овом камені перед нами і в воді.
Tomorrow, we won't come back outside, I don't think.
Мислим, до сутра нечемо прийти злазити вані, але чимо сутра медитирати на ватру.
We will meditate on the heat of fire, the light
ватри,
of fire,
на світлость ватри,
electricity,
на електрицитет струю,
of fire,
на ляпоту ватри,
Krishna's pastimes with
на Кришнине забави пов'язані з ватрою, на Кришнину ляпоту.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the tent.
4 сата у шатору.
Thank you very much.
Спасибо вам всім хвала.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Yeah.